ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। हर क्वेश्चन इज हाउ टू लीड लाइफ आउट ऑफ लव एंड नॉट आउट ऑफ फियर। लिव विद योर ओन सेल्फ। टू बी विद द सेल्फ इज टू बी फियरलेस। The only way to become fearless is to be with our own self. And only the self exists, nothing except self. Self divine, the truth, only that exists. Because so far there is somebody else, there will be fear. Fear means two. There is somebody who has the fear, and there is somebody from whom there is fear. Total absence of fear is possible only when there are not two, there is only one. And it is true, there is only one. Only God exists, nothing except that. So far, the identification of the person continues with the body. Till then, fear will remain. As long as we consider we are the body, fear continues. And when this wisdom dawns upon us, that we are the unborn, infinite, eternal consciousness, not the body, then there does not remain any place for fear. Bodies are several, innumerable. Consciousness is one. And the same one consciousness exists in so many bodies. So this wisdom which you are trying to follow, which you are trying to understand, will definitely make you free from all fears one day. There is no doubt about it. You will be completely free of fear. And the more a person is free from fear, the more one finds there is love. Love and fear are contradictory to each other. The more the fear, the less the love. The more the love, the less the fear. Fear does not go from life simply by thought. Fear ends only when there is love. So the way to get rid of fear is not to struggle with the element of fear, Don't try that fear should go away from your life. No, it will increase. Love more and more the people around you, the surroundings. The members in your family, your friends, the society, all the creatures, the animals, the birds. Love them more and more. If somebody struggles with fear, thinking that one should get rid of fear, that person will increase fear in his or her life. If one starts loving others more and more, fear will go away. For your true existence, the self, which is also love, there is no existence of fear at all. Challenge the fear. If fear exists somewhere, challenge in your own mind. Say, come on. Let us decide finally whether you exist or I exist. Don't try to get rid of fear. If fear exists, face the fear. Let there be a challenge. Let the matter be settled once for all times. Why to have fear again and again? Let it be settled once. And it will be settled the same day, the same moment, when you are ready to have a frontal attack on him. When you are ready to face, come what may, I am here. Fear is always in the imagination, nowhere else. It cannot touch you, and you are not the imagination. So this is all mental imagination. It will go away. It is going away already. It can't stay, in fact. There is existence only of light, only of wisdom, only of self. There can never be total absence of light. Less light is known as darkness. Not complete absence of light, it can't be. Truth exists. Less truth is known as untruth. Less love is known as fear. So, fear can't exist. It has no existence, in fact. Read more and more Bhagavad Gita. Go into depth of it, understand it, and pray to God, oh God, open up in me the deeper meaning of what you have said. It will happen. It happens to so many. In the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that here is the body and the knower of the body. The combination of two elements in our existence. All of us. He has said, take the body as the field, and there is the knower of the field. The field changes, the body changes. We do not change. We are the consciousness. And then he says that the knower of the field is only one. I am that. Divine is the knower. We are the particle. We are a part of that infinite divine. So instead of struggling with fear, You can now say, fear, come on. I want to see you. Fear will goodbye. What happened about that man who after whom some monkeys were running? The man was running. The monkeys were also running. The more the man was running, the monkeys were also running. Then Swami Vivekananda was coming somewhere. He saw the man. Swami Vivekananda developed compassion for the man. Swami Vivekananda said, oh, look, stop here. There's a monkey. Oh, stop. He stopped. He stopped, the monkeys stopped. The monkeys were chasing only till the person was running in fear of the monkeys. Swami Vivekananda said, stop. And then when a yogi says like him, he stopped. And then Swami Vivekananda said, one step towards the monkeys, you go. He obeyed, he went. Monkeys also started running. It happens in life. There is one more method. So many methods they have said. Sometimes they come to my mind. There is one more method, one more technique. It may be fear, it may be any other element like that, greed or passion, lust, jealousy, whatever it may be. There is another method, a very good method. Don't struggle with that. Just say one thing within your own self. Oh yes, this jealousy, this anger, this lust, this fear. Oh, I'm seeing it, but it is not in me. Let it be. It is not in me. Because it is the truth, it is not in you. It may be in your mind, but you are not the mind. It's not in me. The jealousy is there, all right. You stay there. I don't worry. Because when you are not in me, why should I care for you? This is a method. It works. After some time, because the problem is, you are identifying yourself with the mind. And this identification is false. This is a method. Whatever comes, don't struggle. Don't try to throw it out. Just say, oh, you are there. Oh, this lust element. Oh, this envy, this jealousy. Anger. Okay, you are not in me. There are other methods also. It depends upon individuals which particular method may be more useful to a particular individual. They found out so many methods in the long history of evolution of mankind. I mean the inner evolution. Pranayama also works a lot for getting rid of such elements in the mind. Pranayama, the breathing exercise. Pranayama is one of the 8 limbs of Patanjali's system of yoga. Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, the 4th one. Then Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, the last is Samadhi. 3 or 4 methods of pranayama can be used. They will be of great help for many things. And it's a matter of 10 or 15 minutes every day. Have also at that time the idea that with every breath which you are throwing out, all these things are going out. This is very helpful, necessary. So there will be no place for fear at all.